thank you all so much for coming. And as mayor, it is my honor to announce the results of a long protracted national search for the best and the brightest and the best talent that we could find within not just for our community, leading the community forward. We had a search that yielded three finalists that, of course, all of you are familiar with. The three individuals were debated by the city council. We met twice last week and there was a consensus, and I am honored to report that the consensus is Mr. Tim Gleason, who is sitting immediately to my right. If we could give him a quick round of applause. Come on, this is Bloomington. We can do better than that. And again, as you know, that this has been a multi-tiered process. The candidates had been vetted over and over and had meetings, obviously, with many stakeholders throughout the community. Many stakeholders added their opinions to this process. The council considered all of these options. And to those who might wonder, well, wait a minute, why are we introducing this if the council doesn't vote perhaps in a week? The reality is that's standard practice, and the council has a consensus, and this will be approved by the council, we expect, 1 week from this evening, okay? And we will have about a five-week period before Mr. Gleason starts full-time. I have asked a former deputy and current interim city manager, Steve Rasmussen, to take the lead on this, and he has dutifully agreed to make sure that that's the case. And we also have to remember that a transition period is not just the 5 weeks between today and the day that the person starts. When Mr. Gleason starts at 9:01, he's city manager, but we'll certainly need some help as we all move forward. So certainly I'd pledge to give whatever help that I can to Mr. Gleason as he's moving forward to do the best things for our community. As you may know, he has been city manager. He's had a long career also in law enforcement. He's been on the ground, as us political scientists tend to call that, a street level bureaucrat. And very often those are the people who are perhaps the best managers and the best leaders. Mr. Gleason was the city manager of Washington, Illinois. Washington, Illinois, when they had the tornado. And if you hadn't been there, you probably have that picture in Time magazine that is indelibly etched in your psyche. And so Mr. Gleason not only has experience in leadership with a normal or a typical city, but in times of crisis. And that's the time that tests men and women's souls most, is in times of crisis, and how they are helping to make sure that a community emerges out of that kind of devastation. He's also been the city manager for nearly 3 years for the city of Decatur, and he will be joining us. He has, again, a very multi-tiered resume that has been reported quite widely in the media. However, I also personally, and on behalf of the City Council, I'd like to express my sincerest appreciation to Mr. Steve Rasmussen for his service as the interim city manager. And that has not been an easy job, because he's not only been the interim city manager, he has been the city manager, so he's kind of held two jobs at a very difficult time, certainly. He skillfully guided the city through a very challenging fiscal year for 2019 in our budget process, and he's kept up the momentum on many different projects, including downtown and Bloomington Docks and many other issues that we have continued to deal with. And he'll continue to be a valued member of our city Bloomington staff and our team as assistant city manager, a position that he has held since 2014. So, at this point, I would entertain any questions from the media or the audience. Maria.
Has a salary been determined yet?
Well, Dermot, it needs to be approved 1 week from today. And Mr. Jurgens, we can announce the salary, correct?
Yeah.
$185.5.
Yeah, all those details will be posted today on our website.
And any other details in terms of compensation and package? They're quite competitive with cities of our size. In fact, if you take a look at the International City Management Association data or the Illinois City Managers Association data, City Clerk, yes.
Gary, the base salary is 185, not 185.5.
Not 185. Okay, I'm $500 off. Geez, I gave you a raise already here, Stan. Okay, 185. I apologize. Okay, yes.
Your reaction?
I'm excited. This is a huge opportunity for me. The process was rather long. There's a long way to go to get to know the elected officials even better and the department heads that I've met, but very excited about getting to know them better and know that this is a great opportunity for me. So look forward to getting started. I have talked a little bit more with Steve, and I think that we're going to be a great team. And actually in the selection, I think the elected official saw something in this pairing between Steve and I. So look forward to continuing the momentum and getting Bloomington where it needs to be.
Yes.
Not so much my top priority, but I've been told that there's some areas that the new city manager needs to be aware of. Some of the prep work that I'll be doing prior to actually starting is hopefully meeting with the elected officials and asking them for what their vision is, if there's any quick victories out there. Sometimes in a transition where you've got the new guy that starts, there's opportunities to do things that maybe weren't able to be completed, in the past.
Bloomington went through a budget cut again.
That's one of the things that I brought to the table is I have experience in that. Very similar to the discussion that has occurred and is ongoing in Decatur. It's a comparably sized community. The challenges that all Illinois municipalities have as a result of action that state takes regarding their budget, it's just something that we all have to figure out. So I have experience and think it will lend itself very well to this discussion going forward in Bloomington.
Former normal city manager,
it's probably my approach in the past, and I believe it will be going forward, is probably very similar. When we're looking at leaner times where some of the major revenues that we expect might be reduced at state level and other challenges that are going on within a community. The way that I say it and the way that I've practiced this in the past is we have to look within first before we place that expectation of increased taxes or that burden on the shoulders of the residents. We need to take a good look internally, and it also cannot be the philosophy, business as usual.
Greg, you look like you had a question.
Yes, I did. Very good. The release has a compelling reason.
For me, I think the community is aware. I'm a Central Illinois kid. Have known Bloomington Normal all my life, but first and foremost, this is a great opportunity. When you're talking about city manager jobs, larger communities, healthier economies, and that's not suggesting that we don't have challenges, this is at the top of the list. So when this opportunity presented itself, it was definitely one that I had to go for, because otherwise I was not looking. And was very satisfied in Decatur, but this is just one of those that had to give it a shot. And I'm very blessed that it's seems to have turned out. I realize the vote is on Monday night, next Monday night, but very excited.
If the mayor could address what Mr. Gleason said earlier about...
Lots of different compliments. Clearly, both have different types of experience, but have had experience in economic development, and particularly in Mr. Gleason's case, he's had experience in economic development generally, and downtown development in Decatur and other places in particular. So I think there are lots of strengths, that both men bring to the table. And Mr. Gleason, as I say, has had experience in crisis management of the worst kind. God forbid that we would ever have any kind of tragedy here like that in Bloomington, but in being able to really make sure that Washington, Illinois, stayed the course during its time of perhaps most intense crisis ever in the city's history, you know, certainly speaks volumes to his abilities.
In the complimentary part, what is Mr. Rasmus?
Certainly, he's been here for 4 years and he knows us, first of all, and certainly knows the community and knows the media, knows how our city operates currently, and I'm sure that Mr. Gleason will be able to hit the ground running. And certainly being able to talk to Mr. Rasmussen about some of the logistics as he's doing that, I'm sure will be very, very beneficial. So I would say, what a team.
Mr. Gleason, it's always a ticklish thing. You are in a non-political job, but not a...
For the very easy question, and it actually is an easy answer. I think what you'll find oftentimes of elected officials that I've worked with, worked for in the past, is really when you speak to them one-on-one, they have a very common vision for their community. So that in itself makes it very easy to take the next steps. You know, sometimes the next steps can be challenging. As the city manager, again, a non-political position, but really, learning what the true vision out of the elected officials are, and you're going to find that there's several common themes, and that it makes it much easier for me to receive my marching orders and march and satisfy those for the elected officials.
Is there a role for you?
Definitely. I think that there's a time and place. Definitely is a conversation that, if allowed, is one that I respect my place as this council's employee. But definitely feel that that is one of my roles.
Yes?
So during the selection process, can you speak to some of the things you learned from both the council facing?
I don't know that I necessarily learned anything new. Was always aware, and then definitely once I applied and knew that I was a finalist, really started doing my homework. So I don't know that there was anything necessarily new. Some of the challenges that we have as a community here in Bloomington are not dissimilar to what we're facing in Decatur, which in large part made also this very appealing to me. Not necessarily been there, done that, but it is very similar to some of the challenges that we've had. So. Don't necessarily think that there was anything new of the brief time that I've had with the department heads, and by other comments from individuals, very strong team, leave a strong team, and I'm going to step into a strong team and look forward to being a part of that.
How do you see the economic development with its historical strength in manufacturing in Bloomington?
That I'm going to have to prep myself, to be quite honest. But at the end of the day, when you look at Bloomington and the town of Normal, premier communities within the state, leaders in many different fronts and faced with some challenges. I have to understand where we've been in the past, some of the discussions that have occurred, but also respect the fact that this is a new day and we have new opportunities. So don't necessarily see dissimilar, you know, the manufacturing blue collar component that you have in Decatur and then the white collar component here in Bloomington. Economic development challenges, we'll have to definitely, and I'm repeating myself, but we'll have to prep myself. We'll have to, one of the things in the transition that I'm going to reach out to each of the elected officials, who do I need to meet out in that community so that I can, you know, better understand some of the challenges that we're facing. You know, so it's not just an elected official or a city staff conversation. It's who do I need to be meeting out in the community in very short order so that I can prep myself and we can try to see some opportunities and address some challenges.
So some have suggested there's an opportunity in State Farm's readjustment to try to attract other businesses to use some of the workers.
Well, that we work very closely together. It's my understanding that the local EDC has a vacancy. There's an interim in that position. Would like to understand what the replacement process is for that key position. But us taking an approach of us sort of doing our own thing, it's not a long-term solution. We have to be working together, except the fact that the wind might come in this sandbox on this date, but the next wind or the ripple effect is going to be wind enough for us, if you will. The opportunities with State Farm definitely have to interject ourselves if we're not asked already, but to interject ourselves in those conversations because we're very much a part of that discussion as well.
And the unfairest question, how would you reuse the State Farm building?
That is an unfair question.
I was about to say that.
And and I'm not punting on this, but there has to have been discussions about this challenge or opportunity, depending on how you look at it. And would like to see what has been discussed.
Yes, you have a question.
Does the entire council support your transition?
I've been told that that I have a support out of the council. So we'll see what happens.
If I could just enter into that, we would not be here if that weren't the case.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Maria.
How would you describe your management style, and how do you?
Well, I think my approach is one where I respect my position in the organization and realize that at the end of the day, I'm the one employee that the elected officials have, and at the end of the day, I'm responsible for all matters regarding the city of Bloomington. But as far as my direct approach with the staff, we've got professionals that are hired to, have responsibility over their departments, and I have no reason to micromanage. That definitely is not my style. I'm very aware of what's going on in all the different departments because I have a genuine interest, and also accept the fact that it's my ultimate responsibility. But I have more of a hands-off approach. I'm one that tries to equip the employees at all levels to be successful, and then also there's an accountability component at the back end of that. But I have no reason to believe that they're not going to be successful if we do things on the front end to put them in that position. Definitely, I believe that primary role should be the elected officials. I like a press conference best when I'm standing off to the side and the cameras don't even see me. And it's the mayor or other members of the elected officials, or maybe the individual department head is the one that's doing the speaking. I know that, that's unrealistic. I'm going to have to be in front of the camera and have done a fair amount of that. But at the end of the day, if I could choose, it really is that direct communication between the elected officials that have been elected into these positions by their constituents.
Christian.
Would you characterize this as kind of the council and the city looking for kind of...
I don't think I would I would characterize this as a long, complicated process that we had, as I say, a national search. We had lots of candidates, and we had three finalists, all who were really strong candidates, and Mr. Gleason rose to the top for lots of reasons. There's no one factor, as I have mentioned just in my discussion of Mr. Gleason's background. He has many, 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 many strengths. So I don't think the decision of the council, again, I can't speak for the individual council members. You could talk to them if they, again, this was executive session, so there may be some reluctance to discuss this in much detail, but I don't think there's any one thing that this really turned on. I think the council as a group were looking genuinely for who they wanted to lead the city going forward in the current environment.
You want to add to that?
I'm going to step back to the question, and maybe this is additional to the question that you actually asked. But another thing that I find is critical is the city's relationship with the local media. You guys are the ones that tell our community, not just ours as the city, but your community, the good and the bad that's out there. And look forward to have a very good relationship in the past in the Peoria market where I've worked and in the Decatur market, and look forward to the same opportunities here. I guess also additionally I would share that when we're messaging, when we're telling our story for the community, you guys only have so much, that you can report, whether it's on air, whether it's in print, and sometimes it might not entirely capture the message or the intended message, out of the city official. And I think that we have a responsibility to use our media resources, our social media, to potentially clarify a comment. And that's not suggesting anything ill on the part of the local media. You have limited space. And a direct quote might not tell the rest of the story, but the direct quote might be the only thing that was printed. So we have a responsibility to take control and manage our message as well, to complement what's coming out of local media.
Anything else? Thank you all again for coming, and we do want to welcome Mr. Gleason. Thank you for our city council members for joining us, and Councilwoman Howman, Councilwoman Bray, Mayor Pro Tem Karen Schmidt, Councilwoman Johnny Painter, and Councilwoman Amelia Burgess. Thank you for joining us. I'm glad we had a majority of the council in the middle of a work day. We have, that's true, we have the majority, the female majority showed. Let's see, what's the statistical probability of that happening by chance? We can find that out. Anyway, I didn't notice that, but thank you for that empirical observation. And again, thank you all for coming. And Mr. Gleason, thank you for accepting our offer. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. I'm excited.